You are tuned in to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box, and joining us by phone today is the fabulous Carlos Gomez. Now, he's written this book called Man Up, Cracking the Code to Modern Manhood. How are you?
I'm wonderful, JJ. How are you?
I am doing great today. So your book touches on so many different topics. One thing that you definitely take a look at is the lack of positive role models for young men. Let's talk a little bit about your book and what people can get from your book.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's basically just a really raw and real look at what a guy goes through in his journey to becoming a man, and who we're told to be collides with who we actually are. And I get a lot of questions about the title of the book. People say, okay, so you're trying to redefine masculinity, and you titled it Man Up, which makes me laugh. And the reason I titled it Man Up was because when I was younger, I was haunted by the phrase Man Up.
Yeah.
It was kind of like this phrase that would always come in there to shame me or police what I was doing whenever I wasn't living up to what a guy is supposed to do. You know,
right.
If I was being sensitive or emotional, if I wasn't being tough enough, if I was being too affectionate, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And I really want to reclaim that phrase through this book and give guys, but also, I mean, women as well, just all of us, to gain permission to live outside of that very narrow, one-dimensional script that I think so many of us feel like we're handed when we're younger.
So if you're able to redefine the term, man up, what does it mean now to you?
I think right now, unfortunately, to a lot of people, I mean, you just look at how you see the term man up, whether it's in a beer commercial or a pickup truck commercial or whatever it might be. I think a lot of it is still that kind of age-old, outdated model telling guys they have to, they don't have any emotional self, that they have to be tough and capable at all times and never ask for help, and maybe interact with women in a very one-sided way, whether it be objectifying or disrespectful or whatever it might be, that those are all just staples of being a guy. I think, but for me, what I found, the kind of man that I actually am when I broke away from that script, was that I actually am, I am sensitive and I'm affectionate and I'm creative and I'm a lot of things that when I was younger I was very ashamed that I had that going on. And I realized that, listen, like, we're human beings. It doesn't mean every other guy is going to be a guy in the way that I am, but I think that we all have the right to explore outside of that very small box that I think a lot of us feel suffocated by and be able to discover on our own terms, you know, who we are.
Right.
How much it either resonates or doesn't resonate with that caricature that we learn about when we're younger.
Now, tell me, I hear that you were inspired to write this book while you were reading poetry at Rikers Island Prison?
Yes. I'll clarify one thing. I do workshops and performances in a wide range of different contexts. So I do it in, I've performed in the psych ward in Bellevue Hospital, and I performed at syringe exchanges in the Bronx, and also in prisons and jails. So there was actually a really powerful moment that happened that was a big inspiration for the book, where I was actually reading poems to a bunch of young men, 16 to 18 years old, that were incarcerated on Rikers Island. And, you know, I was reading some, like, you know, some love poems and some funny poems, and, you know, a lot of the guys didn't seem like they were fans of poetry at first, and they're kind of chuckling and laughing and whistling. And I get to my last poem, and I read this it's a very emotional and very vulnerable poem, actually. Basically, it's called How to Fight, and it's talking about how the way that we've been taught to interact with each other as men, and especially as men of color, like Black and Latino men especially, we learn to value our to not give any value to our lives, where we're on a Saturday night at a moment's notice, we can be in a scuffle or in a conflict that can take either one or both of our lives.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this to a bunch of gentlemen who are in gangs and guys who are incarcerated for violent felonies. And I did this very, very vulnerable poem, and none of the guys laughed, none of the guys chuckled. And you even saw some of the guys with, like, a lot of intense emotion, like, in their face. And some guys came up to me afterwards, and this one guy about 17 came up to me, and he hugged me, and he said, and he had tears in his eyes, and he said, I wish I had heard this poem 3 years ago. He said, I've done things that I wish I could take back, but I can't. And I thought that was what I had to be because I thought that's what a man was.
Wow.
But I know now that a man is not picking up that Glock, is not throwing that fist, is not doing whatever. And I feel like I can relate to that if only a couple things had been different in my life, I could have very easily have been that guy.
Yeah.
And so there's so much in the book that talk about those moments where you really see the price of what it means, that dominant, outdated model of what so many people feel it means to be a man.
Mm. You know, you touched on something, too, that just sparked something in my head about just in the urban community, like how you have, and it's been this way forever, you know, the Black men and Latino men, we don't expect them to express themselves. And so, and it's very difficult when it's like, you know, we're humans. And you should be able
Absolutely.
To express yourselves. Well, tell me this. What are some changes that men can make to be more in touch with their emotions?
I think the first step is this, is that I think it's important for us to all just acknowledge that we are emotional beings. And I think for a lot of my life, I was ashamed of the fact that I had any emotion.
Yeah.
Felt like all of it was wrong except for anger.
Right,
like the go-to
right.
that you're allowed as a man, the only one. And I just wanted to be able to, you know, just for guys to be able to acknowledge that that's there. And I think both men and women being able to support that and say, listen, it's okay to feel this. And then some guys say, well, so Carlos, what are you saying? I got to be some sensitive poet. You know what I mean? Every guy has to be that, like you or whatever.
Right,
which
right.
makes me laugh. I said, no, I'm not advocating for that. I'm not telling you how you have to be a man or how you have to exist as an emotional being. Just to acknowledge the fact that we are all emotional beings, just
yeah.
like we're all intellectual beings in our own way. We all have all these different things that happen, and just to consider that and to explore that instead of saying, no, I don't feel anything. It's like,
yeah.
well, maybe there is more to it. So I think it's just about giving people permission to just veer away from this one-dimensional caricature that I think is destructive for all of us. And that's, you know, for the idea, that one-dimensional idea of being a man, the one-dimensional idea of being a woman. So it's, I think that's what this book is about, is just giving people permission to explore outside of that, outside of those boxes that suffocate us.
Very nice. Well, I absolutely love what you're doing, Carlos, and I wish you the best. And I want to encourage people to cop the book, Man Up, Cracking the Code of Modern Manhood. People can pick this up where?
I just want to say really quickly, they can get it off my website, which is really simple, www.carloslive.com. It has more information about the book. Just one word, carloslive.com. And I also want to say really quickly for all your female listeners, I hear from a lot of my people always ask me, so this is a book about men. It's just for guys, right? Absolutely not. A lot of my female friends, they say, gosh, if I could have 10 minutes in a man's mind, it would save me so much anguish.
Yes.
A raw look. And one of my female friends said it best. She finished the book and she said to me, she said, Carlos, I think this book should be required reading for every woman on earth. It would make the world such a healthier place between men and women, because it's 285 pages of the most raw and uncensored look at a guy's mind, heart, and spirit. And although my story is not every other man's, there's so many things that I think would resonate with other men's stories and share some of the complexity that maybe a lot of us as guys don't feel like we can ever verbalize or give words to. So
right.
So I want to just encourage, whether you're male, female, black, Latino, white, working class, affluent, I think this is a book that will resonate with you.
Awesome. Carlos, once again, tell us the website.
It's www.carloslive.com.
All right. Great. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, JJ. I really appreciate you having me on.